each one of us has a story, and each one of us comes from a family, and that family has a history, that family has a story, and we all have to overcome certain challenges. And I think for me, I've just been very fortunate to meet an amazing group of people who have always stood behind me, always rooted for me. They've always been a positive when I've been a negative. And I think that that's made the biggest difference.
Hi, welcome to Dan's Got Change with Bright Rock. It's the Dan Nichols Show, meanders its way through season number 15. And I have the joy of keeping on bumping into people I've had on the show before, people who become good friends through the greater world of sport. And one of them is with me today with one of the most permanently fixed smiles I've ever met. Natalie Dutoy, it's lovely to see you. Welcome.
Thank you very much, and thanks for having me back, Dan. Yes, no, smiles. I think a lot of people always ask me why I keep smiling. I think I just have an overactive imagination. So, yes, you can imagine what's going on in my head.
But what is the secret? What is the DNA to Natalie Dutoy that despite the accident, despite what you went through, you still managed to keep this extraordinary self-belief, this confidence, and this bubbly personality?
I think one of the challenges, you know, when asked that question is one seems to think of yourself and what makes you tick. And I, you know, by tick, I mean, what makes me go, what makes me keep going or want to achieve more. And I think it's to get out and to say, I want to achieve this and I want to do this. But again, not everybody apparently could do that according to psychologists. So I think it's just if everybody just works at it, thinks of it consciously, no matter how hard or, you know, how sad or how tough it is to get through it and just try and be the best that you can be.
What makes you proudest when you look back on that Paralympic career?
I'm just grateful that in the years that I had set for sport, I had achieved everything possible and every dream that I had set by the age of 28. And again, you know, it wasn't just me. It was the whole team that came together.
I know your work as a Laureus ambassador is really important to you, and you see how sport changes lives and people. Sport changed your life, but there comes to a point in the life of every athlete where sport at a competitive or professional level does come to an end. How difficult was it to navigate the life of Natalie, the full-time athlete, into life after sport?
So in sport, I was more involved in the genetic side of things, and when I had an accident, kind of all of that fell through because I wasn't going to go to Canada anymore. I was going to stay in South Africa. So I had lost a lot of myself when I had my accident. And I had to try and find myself. And it took longer than I expected. And I think 10 years on, I'm still trying to find me. And according to everybody else, that's normal. But for a sports person, it's tough because you know what it is you want to achieve. You know how much you have to put in to achieve that. And so in life, it's kind of all the unknowns. And I think that's the hardest to deal with. But yes, finding my little space, finding what it is that is the passion that's taken over the sporting passion has been really, really important. And I think that's what keeps me positive. And that's what keeps me going as well. So staying as busy as ever and just growing. I think currently in a stage of just growth and wanting to just grow myself, my knowledge, and the industry that I'm in.
It sounds like a really cool, very different, but really fulfilling new space. Enjoy it, Natalie. Hopefully we'll lure you away from Agulhas to be back in our Dan Nichols Show studio soon. But until then, light up your new home. Thanks for always being such an upbeat and inspiring figure for us all.
Thank you, and good luck to everybody. It's a special time, I think, coming through what we have. And for everybody, just to hold on to dreams and you know, hope and to keep striving for goals. It's important no matter what challenges you go through.
Some sage wisdom to wrap us up on Dan's Got Change. It used to be Cape Point was the biggest attraction in Agulhas. It is now Natalie Dutoy. And what an attraction to have.